To me, discipline is not something you do to your child. It's something you do for your child. It's a gift to your child. See, and this isn't just about coercion or making your kids behave. It's not just about changing the outward behavior. It's not just about consequences. How many of you have found consequences don't even work for your kids? Right? How many of you have taken away everything your child owns? There's nothing left. So your 9-year-old has lost his driver's license already. And you have nothing left to give. So what it's about is a changed heart. It's a new person. It's a different kid. So where the word, even the word discipline, what's the root? Disciple. It means to teach. It means to model, to show, to disciple. So three questions I always ask when I'm disciplining a child. First question, am I teaching my child something? It's pretty basic. Next question, am I showing him a different way to do it next time? See, because just sending him to his room, I don't really teach him anything, just send him to his room. I want to show him how to do it differently next time. And then the third thing, am I building my relationship with my child? Because in the end, I want kids who are responsible and respectful, but I want a good relationship with them, right? Because many of us grew up in that very authoritarian home, and it was all just fear and intimidation. And our parents sometimes got the outward behavior they wanted, but inwardly, we didn't have relationships with them. And to me, discipline is a supreme act of love. It is. I love you enough that I put your well-being ahead of my own convenience in the moment. I love you enough that I'm willing for you to be angry at me, even when I say no or take something away, because I have your best interest at heart, not just my convenience. See, because in Proverbs 3:12, it says this, "For the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in." And I delight in my son. I love my son. So I want to discipline because it's about love.